This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. The second day of public hearings of the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump ended, but not without the president launching a Twitter attack against former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch. Trump tweeted, "Everywhere Marie Yovanovitch went turned bad. She started off in Somalia. How did that go?" The president then falsely stated that Ukrainian President Zelensky had, quote, "spoken unfavorably about her in my second phone call with him." House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff showed the president's tweets during the hearing, and Yovanovitch called them intimidating. Afterwards, Chairman Schiff said the president's tweets were just part of a pattern of bad behavior.
This is a part of a pattern to intimidate witnesses, and it's also part of a pattern to obstruct the investigation. It was also a part, frankly, of the pattern to obstruct justice.
Meanwhile, at the White House, President Trump said that the impeachment hearings themselves were a disgrace.
When we have great Republican representatives, people elected by the people, and they're not allowed to even ask a question, they're not allowed to make a statement, we're not allowed to have witnesses, we're not allowed to have legal counsel, White House counsel, it's a disgrace.
The impeachment process will continue in the coming months, perhaps even until caucuses and primaries for the 2020 presidential election begin in early February. On Wall Street, the main stock indexes closed at record levels Friday, fueled by fresh optimism over a potential calming of U.S.-China trade tensions and by big gains in shares of healthcare companies. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said late Thursday that the U.S. and China are getting closer to a trade agreement that sent stocks into positive territory. This is VOA News.